Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. California lawmakers are gathering information about local responses to outbreaks of monkeypox as cases continue to rise. KQED's Ezra David Romero reports a state Senate Select Committee on the Disease held its first oversight meeting today.
San Francisco has 36% of the state's monkeypox cases. David Watson represents one of them. He says he got monkeypox from a hug and a kiss on the cheek from a friend who had a single lesion.
I ended up in the ER three times over the course of 4.5 days with excruciating pain. It took 2 doses of morphine my first time in the hospital to knock down the pain.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency declaration allowing each dose of the vaccine to be split into 5. San Francisco health officials say changing course will take time, and they're uncertain when the next shipment of vaccines will arrive. I'm Ezra David Romero, KQED News.
Santa Clara County officials are calling for more illegally owned gun confiscations. A proposal introduced today by County Supervisor Cindy Chavez looks to fund more local prosecutors who focus exclusively on gun crimes. It also seeks to boost collaboration among law enforcement agencies in the county. Matt Nicolai is the police chief in the city of Santa Clara.
Criminals and guns don't confine themselves to city limits. Having a multi-department force to actively pursue illegally possessed weapons will benefit every resident in this county.
The proposal is set to come before the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors next week. I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.